Investigative Post will have a focus on government and politics, the local economy and economic development, issues related to poverty and the environment. So that'll be our focus. It won't be limited under just those four areas, but that's going to be our focus.
Some pretty impressive members of journalism on your board of directors, including Tom Tolles.
Yeah, Tom and I have been friends for 25 years. We used to have lunch together at the Buffalo News back when we both worked there. And Tom's a very sharp guy. I hate to use the cliche thinks out of the box, but he thinks out of the box, and I want those kind of people on my board.
One of the first stories that you've launched is about Governor Cuomo's proposed $1 billion investment for this region. Specifically, he talks about giving it to Buffalo. You really dig in and look at what is, you called, potentially flawed with this. Give us a little synopsis of what you found out. Is it truly $1 billion?
Well, that's a good question. It's not going to be $1 billion cash. It's going to be some cash. It's going to be more typical economic development incentives, be they tax credits, property tax abatements, breaks of those type. What's unusual, and it, will all of it be new or is some of it already in the pipeline? You really can't get the governor's people to clarify that, which suggests that there's probably a little bit of recycled money in there along with some new money. I think what's noteworthy about it, in doing the reporting, I spoke with a lot of economic development experts around the country. And there's no governor in the country that's doing anything like this in this order of magnitude, taking one metropolitan area and just blitzing it with a lot of money. So that's a positive. I think there are some other positives in what he's proposing. He's targeting development in and around the city of Buffalo. Most development in this community in the last 30, 40 years has been out in the outlying suburban areas, Greenfield development, East Amherst. That speaks to his commitment to smart growth principles. He's focusing on creating jobs rather than retaining jobs. And I think that's been one of the weaknesses of economic development policy in this community for a generation, is this mindset of just hang on to what we have. Not a real focus on growth, but just hang on to what we have. And sometimes hanging on to what we have means propping up dying industries. So I think that's a positive approach. And also the fact that when I asked his people who's going to be in charge of this, because, there's talk about a focus on the city of Buffalo, but the city of Buffalo doesn't have a functioning economic development agency. And when they did, they were giving us projects like One Sunset. The answer I got back was the State Empire Development Corp, which is the state arm of the governor's economic development efforts. They are going to be putting these deals together. There'll be some interaction with the locals, but I think that's noteworthy that the people who brought us One Sunset will not be deeply involved in this kind. And not just the city of Buffalo, but you've got a lot of competing IDAs that these days seem to be good at pirating a business across a town line or helping to subsidize a doctor's office or dollar stores. Mm-hmm. Those folks are not going to be in the driver's seat.
In reading your article, it seems so much from the state end that the devil is in the detail for the local people to put this together and really come up with the thousands of jobs that they hope to create out of it.
I think it's important to note that, the details haven't all been worked out yet. But to the extent we're hearing what the governor's people are saying or not saying, I identified in the story some potential problems here. He wants to leverage $5 of private sector investment for every dollar of public sector subsidy. When you look at the history of big deals around here, that's not the way things work. Developers are getting more in subsidy than they're investing in projects, and it's usually not even close. So he's going to have to basically turn that dynamic on its head. He's talking about big deals. $1 billion of public means $5 billion in private sector investment. That's $6 billion. He's talking about not a lot of projects. So he's talking about, in essence, $500 million to $1 billion deals. Those deals are very few and far between across the country, much less Buffalo. And it raises questions realistically, what are Buffalo's prospects of landing what might be a majority of all mega deals around the country? These mega projects also require large tracts of land. The urban core doesn't have a large number of shovel-ready sites, so that's a problem. And I think in some ways, you know, most significant is thus far the governor has not spoken to what a lot of people consider to be the real Achilles heel of the local economy, which is a pretty not dynamic small business community. Small businesses are credited with being the major job generators around the country. Statistically, we don't do as well as most regions, and we have problems with lack of venture capital, lack of startups, a failure to convert the research and development that's going on at the university level into commercial projects. And, you know, thus far, the governor has been mostly silent on that. And that, you know, there are people I've talked to who said that's got to be a component, and we're not seeing it and we're not hearing it yet.
Within your piece, you talk about the experts warning against smokestack chasing in regards to, as what you said, bringing in these giant big companies into the region.
Well, Yahoo is a good example of that. The state and the local IDAs and county government up in Niagara County and Lockport gave Google subsidies worth $2.1 million per job. We're talking $75,000 a year jobs or so. You know, and you threw that kind of money at a project that's not anywhere near the urban core that created, I think, 75 to 100 jobs. And it's not a good bang for the buck when you look at, you know, government has limited resources. Are you going to do things to throw huge subsidies at companies to land some jobs? There aren't a lot of guidelines for a lot of programs in terms of subsidy per job, but the federal government, both Housing and Urban Development and the Small Business Administration, have some caps, and they go anywhere from $35,000 to $100,000 per job caps on what the subsidy can be. And, you know, I did some math. You know, you divide those numbers into $1 billion, you know, you could get 15 to 25,000 jobs. If you divide Yahoo's $2.1 million a job, you get 500-600 jobs. And so I think, you know, the temptation on the part of politicians, doesn't matter who they are, you know, they like – I've covered economic development in this town for 10, 15 years now. Politicians like jobs where they can show up for a groundbreaking. And then they can show up for a ribbon cutting, and they can be part of the picture in the paper and the video on TV. And they like to show up for things like Yahoo. You know, funding a small business program that is going to create, you know, 3, 4, 5 jobs here times many places, those aren't photo ops. And that's not to say that that's what's driving Cuomo, but that is the mindset that has driven, you know, somebody once described the strategy in Buffalo is economic development by press release. You know, they wanted to get the buzz. They wanted to look good. What actually happened? Right. You know, mm-hmm. We got the buzz.
What would you say then is the biggest flaw in the governor's plan?
Well, I'm hesitant to say there's any big flaw because there isn't a plan per se. I think that as people in the community have a voice in shaping this, and I think the plan that Howard Zemsky and his crew put together last fall had some pretty smart stuff in it. And I think if they work more or less off that plan, I think they've actually got a pretty good blueprint. Zemsky, in a story I've got running later in the week, cautions for people to not read too much into what the governor's saying or not saying right now, because we're still in the early stages of this. But I think people need to be concerned, I think, about it. You know, if there's a couple of issues that I hope the story raises, it's a sensitivity to cost per job subsidies. And I think it's also looking at, you know, asking the question, if you had $1 billion to help rebuild this region's economy, how would you do it? Forget about all the ideas. You know, what makes sense? And, you know, a lot of people I talk to over the years say that entrepreneurship and small and mid-sized business is really an important component.
Jim, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your investigative piece. And we can learn more at investigativepost.org. And we look forward to sharing more stories with you in the future.
I look forward to being on. Thanks.